So, being in Texas, I have become familiar with some of the language here about the grace of the Christian life. And it's usually been coined in terms of being reborn. I come from the north, and we don't have as large a Baptist population. And of course, that's the language the Baptists often speak of. Have you been reborn? In fact, I remember about a year ago, I was sitting outside an abortion clinic praying in the morning on Saturday. It was pretty early, maybe 7:30 or 8. And I was sitting in my chair, had my Franciscan habit on, and a truck went by. And this truck actually drove by and spun around and came back and parked right next to me. And this woman got out of the car and said, "Have you been reborn?" I said, "Well, yes, I've been baptized," and we started to talk about that. Maybe that's a little different kind of language than we're used to in the Catholic faith, but it's true. I think there is something to that, because Nicodemus, that was the whole language Jesus used with Nicodemus. "Do you not realize that you must be reborn?" And Nicodemus doesn't understand that. "What are we supposed, can we enter our mother's womb again? You, a teacher of Israel," Jesus says, "and you don't understand these things?" Reborn. When we're baptized, we're reborn. What are we reborn to? Another world we don't see. We become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. That's what we're reborn to. We are reborn. We are baptized into a citizenship in heaven that makes us not only children of this world, but children of God. And that's our rebirth. That's our rebirth. Now, that rebirth is growing inside of you. The kingdom of God is within you. While the body belongs strictly to this world. And the second reading today tells us very clearly, this world that we're in, for the world in its present form is passing away. It's going away. So is this body. I do not look like I did when I was 4. I probably looked a little better when I was 20. And now my hair's falling out and I don't have 6-pack abs anymore. And I'm getting older. And my body is headed to the grave. And I can't stop it. Because it belongs to this world. It belongs to this world. And it will end up buried in this world. And for the world in its present form is passing away. Now, what happens today, however, is we have a lot of people living as though that world we don't see doesn't exist. We're living as though this is all there is. What you see is what you get. Now, that can be really good if you can enjoy a lot of this world's goods, but it will only last for a while, and then it's over. And that's it. It's over. What you see is what you get. And for a lot of people, what they see makes them miserable, because they're suffering in this world. It's been hard, it's been difficult, and it's not pleasant, and so they're miserable. And if they're living only for this world and there's nothing else, it's a very hard life. And even if you acknowledge that there's another world, it can still be a hard life. Because we do suffer, don't we? Sure we do. It's a fallen world too, and it's not always easy. Let's imagine you are on the deck of the Titanic with your family, and someone comes up to you and says, "We got to head for the boats. This ship is going down." And you say, "Oh, no, we were told this is an unsinkable ship. This can't be going down. It's not going down." You just ignore them. You ignore them. Now, historically, there weren't enough lifeboats for everyone on the ship, the Titanic, when it went down. That's why over 2,000 people were buried inside this boat at the bottom of the sea. They couldn't get away. But let's say we have enough boats and you just ignore it. The ship's going down. And the boat is going to take you to a streamliner, the church, that's going to get you to the shores of the other side. But you don't care to get on that lifeboat. This boat can't sink. They told us it was unsinkable. This world's going to last forever. It's all there is. I'm not going to get into one of those lifeboats. See, that's what Paul's talking about in this second reading. That's exactly what he's talking about. The ship's going down, brothers and sisters. And I don't say that to say, isn't this an awful world? No, it's a very beautiful world. But it's not all there is. It's not all there is. There's another world. You have been reborn to, and you don't see it except through faith. So Paul says, from now on, let those having wives act as not having them. Why? Because marriage is evil and bad? No. Because marriage belongs solely to this world. Jesus said, in heaven, there is no one given in marriage, because we're all espoused to our Heavenly Father in heaven. There is no marriage in heaven. Heaven belongs to this world. Those weeping as not weeping, because what you're weeping over in this world is passing away. Those rejoicing as not rejoicing, because what you're rejoicing over in this world is passing away. Those buying as not owning, because what you own in this world is passing away. Those using the world as not using it fully, because what you and I have in our hands today is like sand passing through our hands. For the world in its present form is passing away. Now, depending on how wedded you are to this world, that could be really bad news, and you might get upset with me for reminding you of that. I don't want to think about that, Father Dan. I don't want to think about that. I got enough on my mind. And see, what happens if we do that is maybe we start choosing sports for our children on Sunday morning instead of Mass. Yeah, I don't want to have to live as though there's that other world. I got enough on my mind. I got to get the kids to their volleyball game on Sunday morning. I mean, what are you going to tell Jesus when you come before him? When you choose sports over Mass, you're teaching your children that this is it. This is all there is. This is it. There is no other world to live for or to be mindful of. And that's not advisable. It's not advisable. There's a lot more going on than simply meets the eye. And I'll just mention one other example of this need for us to become responsible and mindful in our faith of another world. And it is the whole area of our life in the body, Again, the life in the body, the life we live in the body, does have eternal consequences on how we choose to live our life in the body. It's important. Our bodies can become instruments of death. They can. Thou shalt not kill. People are being killed. That's someone in the body that chooses to take the life of someone else. It's happening. The body can be used as a weapon of death. Or, if you're mindful of a world you don't see, life in the body can also become an instrument of life and the promotion of life, and realizing, hey, we're all in this together. Can I help you? Can I help you in some way? And even my being up here and saying this, I admit, it's kind of unpleasant to hear the world's passing away, isn't it? And you might say, Father Dan, why don't you just be quiet about that? Well, because we need to be awakened. Jesus says, stay awake. Don't fall asleep on the greater world. And that's why I say this. I'm trying to get there. I am. I'm trying to get there. I'm working at it. It's not easy. It can be very hard sometimes. And I get tired too. I get tired. We all get tired. I don't want to be thinking about that other world. I have so much on my plate in this world. I'm trying to get there, and I'm trying to bring as many with me as possible. And that's why I bring this up. There's more to what meets the eye, always. And the more is your rebirth into Christ. Christ is the X factor in life. It's that X factor that you can't account for why things turn out as well as they do. When you look back and you say, how did I get through that? How did I get through that? And still have some sanity in me. I mean, seriously, some of the things you've been through, if you look back on some of it, you might ask yourself, how did I even stay sane after that? Jesus Christ is the X factor. And my guess is, when we meet him, we're going to have a great conversation about our life. I hope we'll have a great conversation. That's what I wish for you too. Boy, that was pretty, you got really close to the press, to the edge there, and I pulled you right back, and I was so happy you cooperated with me when you did that. And I'm so happy you're here now. Come, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Yes, we can in the body be instruments of death. But in the kingdom, we can also live as though we haven't been reborn. And this is all there is. And life is 70, maybe 80 years, and poof. Let's not live that way. Jesus comes to awaken us to his kingdom, to repent for the times when maybe in the body, yes, we have been instruments of death, so that we can get on board with him. And he's working hard. And Our Lady, she has her sleeves all the way up right now. She's working overtime trying to get her children into the kingdom. And we can join them.